This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not involving the Pirates, but baseball nonetheless. After a six-run first inning, Angels were all over the Astros last night. Jake Marisnyk comes up in the top of the sixth. You may remember Jake Marisnyk trucked Jonathan Lucroy at the plate right before the All-Star break at Minute Maid Park in Houston. So not entirely surprised that from KLAA, 8:30 a.m. in L.A., this happened.
Marisnyk gets drilled. Man on to start the sixth inning.
And that brings out the cheers here at Angel Stadium. No issue with Marisnyk there. He got hit by the pitch.
Warnings to both benches immediately. And now Albert is coming over to the dugout right now.
Right, because he was hearing some things from their dugout. The Angel players are all kind of starting to head towards Albert's area on the first base side. And now the relievers from both teams are coming out onto the field.
Again, thanks to 8:30 a.m. KLAA for the call on that. But let's start with the way Marisnyk was hit. Not just hit, but the ball came up and in at his head. Astros took issue with that.
Kind of hit him in the right across where the numbers in the back of his jersey.
Left shoulder blade, basically.
And who hit him? No, Ramirez hit him.
Yes,
I think it was.
Yes.
So when you hit, or I think that the fundamental question to all of this is when you know you got it coming, and Marisnyk had it coming. He was gonna get hit at some point, right? By the Angels because of what he did to Lucroy, because of how he ran Lucroy over. Are there then protocol and rules to hitting a player? When you know you're going to get beaten with a ball, when you know you're going to get drilled, is it still the old, well, you hit the guy in the waist, you hit him in the butt, you hit him below the numbers? Is it when you're throwing a baseball at a man, and a lot of times over 85 miles an hour, you know, you're not going to hit him with a curveball, you're going to hit him with a fastball. Are all bets off? Like, is there a protocol, and is there a way you go about doing it the right way, so to speak?
If there is a right way, you certainly try to. You don't throw at his head.
Well, I don't think he threw at his head. He hit him in the back.
You don't go quote unquote up and in, right? You try to. We've talked about it before. You go at the guy's rear end if you can, to the point where you throw it behind him if you have to, if you miss. But as Lance McCullers said, if they felt the need to defend their guy, that's fine. But I think the way it was done was bleep, bleep.
Okay, and then A.J. Hinch wasn't real happy about this either, the manager of the Astros.
No, so just Hinch had a lot to say.
Right.
None of it has been recorded other than in print only. It's a confusing time, Hinch said. Either the players govern the players on the field like it's always been, or we legislate it to where none of this crap happens. They got a free shot at him with no warning, no ejection. We'll see if there's discipline. Without discipline, there's going to be no issue doing it the next time. So if retaliations are in, cool. We're well aware.
Okay, so, and then the next question is it over? Is it done? It felt like Marisnyk wanted it to be all over and done and finished because he told his guys in the dugout that were yapping, just shut up.
Right, including McCullers.
Right, so does it continue? See,
well, it sounds like in A.J. Hinch's mind, this thing's going to continue going forward.
And here's where it's Pirate-centric, because this is the kind of stuff they've been involved in with the Reds and sometimes with the Cubs and sometimes with different
Cardinals
teams and the Cardinals, with everybody in the NL Central. And where is the end point? Like, when you get yours, number one, is there a way you're supposed to do it? And number two, is there a finite end point to it? I got your guy, you got my guy. Now, this involved running someone over. This wasn't they hit a person.
Right.
So while Marisnyk did get hit high, I think that the Astros bench was totally out of line. Totally out of line for yapping. Because Marisnyk was the guy that he had no problem with it. He knew he was hanging loose in the batter's box. He knew one was coming. He knew he was going to wear one. He knew it was going to happen, probably in that at bat. Did the guy throw it a little bit high? Sure he did. But when Marisnyk went to first base, done, situation over, end it, forget it.
Baseball, and that's the way to go. But that's the right way to go about it.
Absolutely. Baseball, because he had already been suspended, he ran over Lou Croy, did all that kind of stuff, and he was sorry for it, and people around baseball thought he was wrong for the way he ran it over.
Because he was friends with Andrew Heaney, who was the starting pitcher for the Angels, and faced him the first two times. That guy wasn't going to drill him.
Right. Now, where it is, though, is baseball needs to decide if they're going to try to legislate, and Hinch is right in this regard. Everybody around baseball and everybody in that building and everybody on both sides knew that guy was going to get hit. Everybody in the league office knew that guy was going to get hit. Is baseball going to try to legislate pitches that they pretty much know but can't prove are on purpose thrown at other men?
By the way, who's to say that this pitcher, he didn't mean to hit him up and in maybe. Maybe he tried to hit him in the butt and it got away from him. Neil Huntington was talking about this on Sunday.
Well, he said even after the game, you know, he's a guy that throws inside sometimes and it just got away from him.
Right.
I mean, as they all – Tony right. Watson just, is the only man yes, in history right. that's ever said that he hit somebody on purpose when he hit the Cubs pitcher. Arrieta in the NL or in the wild card game. I think baseball has a problem. Like, should baseball go zero tolerance? And I think that's the question here. Mm. When they can not prove, but when they have kind of an idea that a guy threw at a guy on purpose, and everybody knows that it's coming, should you get? Because here's the deal: like with a relief pitcher, yes, but a starter does nothing for
right
nothing. Like no Ramirez, you suspend him 4 games, it kind of hits them, but should it be more? Or is this game good enough policing itself?
Yeah, because we've seen in the past where if you issue that pregame warning, so for example, if the crew had said to both teams, listen, we know there's something simmering here because of what happened last week. First instance of somebody getting drilled, that guy's gone, and you're all already put on notice. That fundamentally changes the complexion of the game then, because as a pitcher, you've got to watch where you're throwing it, perhaps you lose the entire inside corner, but do you also put the kibosh on it before it even gets started? It's a Fan Morning Show presented to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Lance McCullers last night. Jake Mariznick got hit in probably the most unprofessional manner you could do it. Is there a professional way to drill a guy? 412-928-9370. That's how you call. That's how you text.
But what if baseball went to zero tolerance? If baseball went to a part of their governing body was, you know, much like the NFL, right? Where we're judge, jury, executioner, and we're going to decide, well, we don't want to hear you say it slipped or whatever. And again, I'm not advocating this. I'm just throwing this out there as a for instance. We think you hit that guy because of circumstantial evidence. Everybody in the building knew he was going to get hit. He got hit with a fastball. You're a professional pitcher. You can command pretty well. Situation was 6-0 at the time or whatever. We're going to suspend you. Now, I don't know if and again, remember, Rob Manfred can push rules into this game. It doesn't need to be ratified by any CBA.
All he has to do is say it, and then a year later, it can be in.
We're going
to
suspend you for 20 games. Like, if something like that, and again, I'm not advocating that. I like the fact that baseball polices itself. But when I hear A.J. Hinch complain, and that's what he did after yesterday's game, what does he want? We hear all the time that players, when it kind of falls your way, it's good that it polices itself. When there's a situation like this and your guy gets hit in a retaliatory claim or in a retaliatory method, then the game isn't doing enough. I'm still not understanding what people want. You know, do they want the men in the suits and the men in shirt and ties and the men in New York City to step in and say, this is what happens? Or do they want the guys who wear button-up jerseys and baseball pants to decide?
Or is this just A.J. Hinch just taking up for his guys because they're the ones that charged out of the dugout to yell at Pujols? Because that's what it strikes me as, is A.J. Hinch taking up for his guys. Because it doesn't make sense that if you want the game to be policed by the players, which is what A.J. says he wants, that you also talk about how it wasn't executed properly. And, well, okay, they came up and in at your guy, but they hit him. And we all knew, you said it yourself, we all knew it was going to happen, right? So now we wash our hands of it, and it's done, and it's over with, and you move forward.
Maybe. We'll find out at 10 o'clock Pacific time.
Right.
Or, you know.
Now, if you're the Astros, do you worry that every time you come inside, you play the Angels the rest of this year, if you nick somebody, you're going to get a guy tossed? I don't know if this is just A.J. Hinch trying to buy his guys a little extra room on the inside of the plate. I don't know if it's him sticking up for McCullers and a couple other guys that jumped out of the dugout. But that's what it strikes me in Hinch's situation specifically.
Well, let's take a call on this. Let's get to a break and take a call on this coming up next, because I know Rick in Steubenville is there. There's a bunch of other people on the line. I think that people want to weigh in on this. And I don't know what baseball managers, what players, what people in the game want. Do they want a level of jurisprudence to step in from the league office or not?
Because if you take it out of the hands
like
of the guys on the field.
It's convenient for your situation.
Right, exactly. Because overall, if that's the way it ends up going, they're not going to end up being happy with it the first time they're the ones that suffer because of it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.